I am neither little or big, I am all. I am neither little or big, I am all. Wow. What does it mean to be all? I always thought that I was a little person and then I grew up to be a big person. I was a little person in my business and then I became a big person. And it was always becoming, always a revealing, always a unfolding of who I am and what I am. And is that true? Not really. I am neither little or big. I am all. Our tendency in life is to think of something that we're going to accomplish. We think of something we're going to achieve in life, that we're going to fulfill in life, that we're going to be aware of in life. My son Mark is working on all sorts of beautiful ideas with his airplanes and with his ideas for engines and his ideas for propellers and his ideas for electric motors that will power his airplane, his ultralight airplanes. And the idea already exists somewhere. The idea that he would like to incorporate into his airplanes, into his design, it already exists. It already is complete and whole from the beginning to the end. It is already magnificent. It is already that which it is designed to be. Now, will Mark work from the beginning to the end? Or will Mark think about what it is he wants to accomplish, what it is he would like to see done, and then see it done? Now, that might be the fine way to do it, but it's not the way that we've been trained to do it or that we have learned how to do it. I'm neither little or big, I'm all. The allness of any idea that ever comes to me is already complete. I may think in terms of littleness, I may think in terms of understanding, think in terms of steps along the way. But in truth, if I were to turn my attention 100% to the idea that it's already done, I'm already all, whatever dream, idea, ideal that is in my consciousness is already fulfilled right now, and I not only am aware of it, I have my hand on it completely, and I demonstrate it, I reveal it. I have the ability within me to reveal all things, not as the big or the little, not as the beginning or the end, but as the allness, the completion, the fulfillment. And the way that I entertain this, the way that I enjoy this, the way I experience this, is by going into my inner realm, going into my meditation step, and saying, it is done. So Mark would say, my electric engine is completely done now. It is completely designed. All of the ideas that I want to achieve are fulfilled, and I know them now, and they are mine now. Were he to do this on every project that he works with, he would enjoy the feeling of success in everything he does, and perhaps he does enjoy the feeling of success in everything he does, because he is putting the causes in motion to achieve whatever goal he has in his mind. Now, as Mark works on his projects, he becomes aware of other people's ideas of electric engines. And as he sees these electric motors being revealed in his consciousness, he says, oh, that's a better way to do it. Oh, that's a new type of power source that I can use. Oh, that is something, an aspect that I hadn't considered before. Oh, that's a great idea. And he is mulling these over in his mind. But All he's mulling over is something that is already done. If he in his consciousness were aware that everything that he is thinking about is just being revealed as something that is already done, he might look at it differently. We might all look at things differently if we realize that we are neither big nor small, but we are all. And when we realize that we are the completion, the allness, the totality of whatever it is that we have as our ideal, our dream, our desire, our choice, we have it right now. And we have it right now beautifully and wonderfully and perfectly. And we have it right now in every aspect of its wholeness, without any need for financing, without any need for anything of any sort. We don't have to talk to other people. We don't have to read books. We don't have to be on the internet and learn things. We know intuitively within ourselves exactly what it is that we choose to accomplish. We have within ourselves the allness right now, the revealed idea right now, and we train ourselves to open our eyes to be aware of that revealed idea right now, and that revealed idea is revealed to us right now. And it's a very wonderful thing. It's a very marvelous thing because there's nothing big or small in our life. Nothing big or small whatsoever. It is only the revealed concept, the revealed idea, the revealed realization that whatever it is that I sought in my attitude about life, big or small, whatever I sought, it is in fact all one. It is in fact all right now. It is in fact me right now. It is in fact done. And when I train myself to think that all things are done, I will approach things quite differently. When I train myself to think that all things are fait accompli, then I will look at life as a condition fulfilled right now. No matter what it is that I'm seeking to know, whether I'm seeking to know astronomy and listening to the stars and realizing what's going on in the heavens, or if I think of what's going on in other parts of the world where people are having some sort of conflict going on and I see them peace, and it's done. And I see people around the world who are looking for the fulfillment of the desire of their heart, and I see it done. And I might even be a part of the picture. I might even be a part of the story, because I see it done. And as I see it done, it is complete in its most wonderful quality. When I see it done, it is the most beautiful expression of anything that could ever be. When I see it is done once and for all, and then I recognize that in my awareness, I am all. In my awareness, I am the revealed idea. In my awareness, I am it now, and that is all I could ever ask for myself, my world, and all that I experience. I am it now, and it is fantastic. I am it now, and it is glorious. I am it now, and I like it. I like it very much. Walk that path with me if you like. Walk the path where you recognize that I am neither little or big, and I am all. I am revealed now. It is done now. And when you walk that path with me saying those things, what you will be saying is that life is a completion now, and how great it is to be living in that awareness. Because it's true. It's me. And it is you.